Our scripture today is Romans 11, 11 through 24. So I ask, have they stumbled so as to fall? By no means, but through their stumbling, salvation has come to the Gentiles so as to make Israel jealous. Now, if their stumbling means riches for the world, and if their loss means riches for Gentiles, how much more will their full inclusion mean? Now I am speaking to you, Gentiles, inasmuch as I am an apostle to the Gentiles, I celebrate my ministry, in order to make my own people jealous and thus save some of them. For if their rejection is the reconciliation of the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? If the part of the dough offered as its first fruits is holy, then the whole batch is holy. And if the root is holy, then the branches are also holy. But if some of the branches were broken off, and you, a wild olive shoot, were grafted among the others to share the rich root of the olive tree, do not boast over the branches. If you do boast, remember you do not support the root, but the root supports you. You will say, branches were broken off so that I might be grafted in. That is true. They were broken off on account of unbelief, but you stand on account of belief. So do not become arrogant, but be afraid. For if God did not spare the natural branches, neither will he spare you. Note then the kindness and the severity of God. Severity towards those who have fallen, but God's kindness towards you, if you continue in his kindness. Otherwise, you will also be cut off, and even those of Israel, if they do not continue in unbelief, will be grafted in, for God has the power to graft them in. And for if you have been cut from what is by nature a wild olive tree and grafted contrary to nature into the cultivated olive tree, how much more will these natural branches be grafted back into their own olive tree? The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.